Good morning, boys and girls. Is any boys and girls here? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all this morning? Are we feeling nice and restful this morning? No, there we go. One more giant. Good, right. Well, in our series, in our kids' talks, we are looking at the Ten Commandments. You remember that? The Ten Commandments. Now, who can tell me what, can you remember what the commandments are like? Any idea what they're like? Any idea at all? Yes. Okay, they're God's rules. Okay, good, yes. They're like a mirror, aren't they, yeah? So here I've got the Ten Commandments written here, and it looks like a mirror, doesn't it? Now, is this a mirror that tells us how good our hair's looking, or our tie's done up, and our waistcoat's looking nice? What kind of mirror is this like? Who can remember? Yes, Caleb. Excellent, well done. It shows us what we are really like on the inside. You see, the Ten Commandments, which as you said are God's rules for us, they show us who God is, and they show us what we are really like. And they teach us that we all need Jesus. Now, without looking, who can remember what the first three commandments were? Who can remember commandment number one? There's going to be a clue come up on the screen now. Who can remember what commandment number one is? Yes. Well done. Yes, God is number one. Excellent. Well done. Okay, commandment number two. Who can remember that? Yes. Well done. Yes, there we go. So no idols. That's commandment number two. No idols. And commandment number three. Who can remember commandment number three? Robbie? Excellent. Well done. Yes. Do not misuse God's name. Command number one, keep God number one. Commandment number two, no idols. And commandment number three, do not misuse God's name. Now, we're going to look at commandment number four. And commandment number four, we read about in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. And it says this, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Now, does anyone have any idea what a Sabbath means? Any idea, yeah? Say again. Excellent, yes, yeah, so a day that you worship God. Well, do you know what the Bible teaches us? That every single day we worship God. But what Sabbath actually means, it means rest. Sabbath word means to rest. And so when God tells us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, he's telling us to rest. Now, hands up if you go to school. Who goes to school? Who goes to nursery as well? Okay, now, sometimes do you ever feel tired after going to school all week? Do you ever get to a Friday half day, by the way, and you all have feel very, very tired? Yeah? Now, grown-ups who work as well, do you feel tired on a Friday evening or a Saturday? Sunday night, yes, Sunday night. If you're in ministry, definitely Sunday night. Yes, well, we all feel tired after working for every day of the week. But here God is telling us that we are to take one day a week to rest. So one day a week, we are to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Now, this tells us two things. First of all, see, for the other 6 days of the week, we are to work. In fact, God's words tells us, just after this verse, he says, work 6 days and do everything you need to do. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to God, your God. Don't do any work. In other words, rest. So work very hard for 6 days, but on that seventh day, on the Sabbath day, we are to rest. Now see, this tells us a lot about God. This tells us that God is very kind to us and that God wants the best for us. You see, if we were to keep working for every single day of the week, of every single month, of every single year, do you know what happened? We'd be absolutely shattered, won't we? We'd be very, very tired. We couldn't stand up. But here God tells us, no. Take one day as rest because I'm God, I'm kind, I'm gracious, I know what's best for you. Now, If we work very hard for 6 days and take one day's rest, whose example do we think we are following? Who do you think we are copying if we follow this pattern? Any idea, yes? God. Well done. Yes, we're following God's example. You see, in everything that we do and everything we say, we should be following the example of God. And Exodus 20 tells us that in 6 days, God made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything in them. But he rested on the seventh day. See, God worked very, very hard for 6 days, creating everything we see. But on the seventh day, he rested. And you know what he did when he rested? He looked at everything he made, and he took time to enjoy everything he made. And he saw it was all very good. And we are to do the exact same thing. See, on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day, which for us is a Sunday normally, we are to rest and we are to look at what God has done and we are to enjoy what God has done. That's why we come to church on a Sunday. That's why we set aside a special day for resting and enjoying God's work in our lives. We take time to rest and we take time to worship God as a family like this and to focus on Him on the seventh day. And there's one last thing I want to tell you, okay? One last thing. Remember I told you the Ten Commandments, not only do they show us what we're like and our need for Jesus, they also show us what God is like as well. And we've seen that by God giving us one day of rest, He has shown us how kind and gracious towards us. But let me tell you a secret. See everything in the Bible. See everything you ever read in the Bible. Do you know who it all points towards? Any idea who every single word of every single verse of every single chapter in the Bible points towards? Yes? God, yeah, it points to Jesus. It points to Jesus Christ. And you see, in this number 4, when we are to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, we are to keep Sunday special, it's pointing towards the eternal rest we find in Jesus Christ. That while we're on this earth, work really hard for 6 days and rest on the seventh, it's pointing towards the eternal rest we find in Jesus. Because remember, these 10 commandments show us our need for Jesus. And this commandment, number 4, shows us our need to find our eternal rest in Jesus Christ. If you trust Him, believe in Him, we will have this eternal rest. Isn't that amazing? So, 4, who can remember what the first commandment was? Yes. God is number 1. Second commandment? Yes. No idols. Third commandment? Yes. Do not misuse God's name. And the 4th commandment is to keep Sunday special. We've got a few slides there. We are to keep Sunday special. You think we can remember that? This week, that we remember to keep Sunday special as we remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Shall we pray together? Let's pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the Bible. We thank you so much for these 10 commandments that show us who you are and show us our need for a Savior in Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you help us to keep Sunday special, to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And Lord, we ask that you help us to trust in you and trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we find this eternal rest that is to come. And we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.